ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and thank you. Welcome back to ER 101. We have a very interesting show today. We are talking about, February is Heart Disease Awareness Month. So we're very lucky to have our next guest because he did two very interesting studies looking at heart attack survivors, when they come into the ER, and then in general, how seriously psychologically heart attack can affect your life. And we're very lucky to have Dr. Donald Edmondson. He is assistant professor of behavioral medicine at Columbia University Medical Center, and his research focuses on post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, due to cardiovascular events like heart attack and stroke. And, you know, I have to say I'm a little guilty too as an ER physician. And even cardiologists, I know it becomes kind of day to day and cavalier, and because we take care of so much of it today. There's so much. A heart attack's the number one killer today. And we need to pay attention, because when it's happening to you, it is a very serious life altering event. And he's done some fascinating research about it. So, first of all, Dr. Edmondson, thank you so much for being here, and welcome.
Thank you, Lee, for having me on.
So, I remember your first study, but I want to talk about your most recent one, because, you know, as ER docs, we have been constantly crying out, and not to the point of crying wolf. I think you kind of make people realize, hey, these ER doctors, about ER overcrowding and patients in the ER. You know, we're an acute care facility. You come in with a crisis, we take care of you, we do a great job, we're the safety net for millions of Americans today and for the whole medical system. But for years and years, we've been saying that there's lots of holes in the safety net. We're holding it together as best we can, but it's a very serious issue and it's going to affect everybody. And this study just points to that. Tell us a little bit about this study, because you said if you come into the ER at a certain amount of time of the day when the overcrowding is worse and we're diverting ambulances and calling in extra help, that it can seriously affect your mental health if you have a chest pain or heart attack. Isn't that right? Tell me a little bit about how you started this study and started looking at this.
That's right. So first thing I want to say is you're absolutely right that emergency docs in the United States are on the front lines, and they've been doing it for a long, long time. I mean, we're talking about people who never turn away care. There's no, you know, if someone shows up, they're going to get treated in American emergency departments, and some of the best docs we have in the system are down there doing it every single day. Now, the thing is,
thank you.
is that those emergency docs, like you said, have gotten used to these overcrowded conditions, just part of doing business. And so I think that we haven't been aware to this point that when I come in with my heart attack, when a patient comes in with a heart attack, this is, you know, for a lot of them, the first time that they've ever experienced something like this. This is a life-threatening event for them. Their chest pain is hit. Some of them have known they've had risk factors for a while, and boy, here it is. Here's the heart attack. This is the big one. This is the one that's going to get me. And when they arrive, so over 1.5 million people are going to have a heart attack this year. Most of those will come through the emergency department, and that's just in the United States. Now, most of those will come through the emergency department. The lucky ones will come through emergency departments that are during a calm phase, where, you know, it's not, there are beds available, the emergency docs and the nurses are there with arms open wide, ready to take them in and let them know that everything's going to be okay. And have a lot of time to spend with that individual case. The unlucky ones are going to arrive in overcrowded, chaotic emergency departments where not only are all the beds filled, but the hallway beds are filled. There are people standing around any place that, you know, where there's space on the floor, there's a patient covering it. And what we found is that the greater that the emergency department is crowded when a patient comes in with a heart attack, the more PTSD symptoms they'll have a month later.
Yeah, oh, that's fascinating. And, you know, it's interesting because, and we'll talk a little bit, because then you did a study that PTSD can actually affect survival of heart attack patients. And this is true PTSD. I know a lot of times we throw around that word a lot, but this is like the DMS, like the diagnostic code that psychiatrists and everybody uses, that they meet the criteria for true post-traumatic stress disorder, correct?
So I want to keep the two studies separate. So the study that I'm telling you about, the study I'm telling you about right now is a small study. It's 135 heart attack patients that came through an emergency department in New York City. And sometimes that emergency department was crowded and sometimes it wasn't. And what we did was we found out exactly the time that they came through and determined how crowded the emergency department was at that moment. And then called them a month later, because it takes a month for you to be able to diagnose post-traumatic stress disorder. And we gave them a sort of checklist of symptoms that's been widely used in this realm, and found that the amount of crowding was associated with the magnitude of PTSD symptoms. And so we really weren't doing diagnoses in the study. But you're right that the reason we got interested in this in the first place was that we've gone back and done another study where we looked every research study that had ever measured the potential for PTSD after a heart attack. It was 24 different studies with 2,400 patients all included, and found that across those 24 studies, the prevalence of a positive screen for PTSD or diagnosis, sort of that level of severity of PTSD symptoms, was associated, first off, 1 in 8 patients who have heart attacks develop this level of PTSD symptoms. And that's sort of staggering, and that's a big number, particularly given the fact that 2.5 million people are going to have a heart attack this year and every year.
Right.
1 in 8 of those are going to develop that level of PTSD symptoms. And that, I mean, it's a big problem. That's why we got interested in it. And then secondly, we found that across the three studies that have looked to see is PTSD after a heart attack related to future prognosis, having another heart attack or dying in the future, they found that if you develop that clinically significant level of PTSD symptom, that you're at double the risk of having another heart attack or dying in the next 1 to 3 years.
That's fascinating. And, you know, there have been other studies going back to the first, and then we'll talk a little bit about symptoms coming up if we don't get to this segment, the next segment you're staying on. But there's been other studies in the ER, I mean, huge studies that looked at like 900,000 patients, and it isn't even just heart disease. I mean, we know that if you come in, there's a reason people have PTSD. They know if you're coming into a chaotic, hectic ER, there's been studies show that there's increased mortality associated with this. I mean, you know, you can only do so much. Sometimes, you know, it reminds me, ER reminds me when I was a little girl and I watched MASH and how you're handling things in these situations, and it is a little bit like wartime. So we know that if you come into an overcrowding for many different types of diagnoses, there's a risk of falling through the cracks, even the best that we do, and even admission to the hospital. Everything gets backed up from that point on. So, you know, it isn't just heart disease. But what I find fascinating about this is because heart disease is so associated with cortisol levels and things like this, that your mental state can most definitely affect it. So stay tuned. We're going to continue talking with Dr. Edmondson about the psychological effects of having a heart attack, what to watch out for, and what you can do to help prevent it.